What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Red and Yell. So Sony wants you to use your PS4 even after you've gone and purchased the PS5. Now then, before we go ahead and get into the episode, I would ask you to kindly like, subscribe, and put on your bell notifications to get more of our content. Now then, let's get into another episode of The Red and Yell. This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. So Sony's game plan is to revamp remote play to a significant degree. Now, PS5 hasn't had like the best reputation being playable on every single device like most other devices, mainly dealing with Microsoft's Xbox. So now they have Xbox Game Pass, and now you have Xbox Game Cloud, and now you can play your video games basically on any device. If you have Xbox, you can play your game on any device. But Sony has been working on something else that nobody's really understood. So maybe this is within all their plans to revamp their app, revamp their the way that they do the communications through the apps, and just the PS4 in general has been getting a whole bunch of updates that people aren't generally using. So I expect that Sony doesn't know if everybody's going to upgrade to the PS5, specifically because they haven't been able to sell all the PS5s that they have. But getting into it, Sony, according to The Verge, Sony gives your PS4 a second life, slinging a PS5 to another room of your house. So this is kind of like what they did back with the PS3. Some of you may not remember, but there was a PS Vita. Before the PS4 came out was the PS Vita. And with the PS Vita, you were able to play your PS3 games anywhere you wanted. And it was terrible. Like, the features wasn't culled out like it was supposed to. People were confused on how it was supposed to work. And overall, the shoddy network connections made it unplayable at the least. So PlayStation 4 is trying to get you to be able to play your PS5 on your PS4. That's if you have both devices. And currently, I'm about to have both devices. That's just, you know, something for you guys to know. But the PS5 can practically do anything that the PS4 can. And that's just facts. But pretty soon, you're going to be able to use your PS4 to play your PS5 in another room. So if you have the PS4 hooked up in your living room, but your PS5 is in your room, you can pretty much play it anywhere inside the house. And I think that's pretty dope, especially since the PS4 controllers are compatible with the PS5 for your PS4 games, which is very much expected for everybody to be able to connect their PS4 controllers to their PS5. So it makes the ease of access better, kind of like how the Wii U, when it was upgraded, everybody was able to use the previous Wii's controllers for the next thing. They were able to use the GameCube for the Wii, and they were able to use the Wii controllers for the Wii U. But now that backwards compatibility for the controllers and stuff is not needed because, you know, Nintendo was able to go ahead and revamp their manufacturing. So this PS4 remote play is really going to help in the long scheme of things dealing with how they can do remote play, because the Vita's remote play was so bad that it was really, really unusable. Like, I could barely use it on my PS4, even with a good router. It's because the Wi-Fi antennas within the Vita kind of suck. The PS3 was dated, so it could only go X speed. Even if you had it hooked up to an Ethernet cable, you still couldn't play it on your phone like you wanted to. So the fact that they're spending a lot of time fixing the remote play, like if you download the remote play app for your phone, it's pretty good. It's pretty decent, especially if you have the PS4 hooked up directly to your router, or if you have a fast enough router already through the Wi-Fi, you can pretty much get a very clear view of what you're playing. There's like virtually no lag. I don't know what kind of voodoo magic that they did to get it to work this well, but it's working pretty well. Now, VGC and Eurogamer, still according to The Verge, reported today that the PS5 remote play app has already popped up on the PS4, offering up to 1080p streams from your new console. Now, that's something hidden that they already that they put inside of the thing. Coming with the new updates, I believe it's like 7.01, that they've added this new feature for you to be able to do PS5 remote play. I haven't checked it out. I'm probably going to check it out as soon as I'm done recording this episode. Continuing the article, you don't necessarily need a PS4 to stream to a PS5, to necessarily stream a PS5 from another room in your house. Though, since the PS5 remote play app is getting updated on other platforms as well, the Windows version not only adds PS5 support at 1080p, but also HDR. I don't know if you need HDR, especially on an internet streamed game. I don't see how that adds functionality. I think that's going to actually bog your bandwidth for playability. Now, PS5 remote play apps for Android and iOS have also been updated for the PS5, and we'd be interested if the Mac version wasn't ready. You're probably going to need a good phone, a controller mount, and those two. Now then, that's also something else. I accidentally bought a Microsoft controller mount for my phone, so that way I can also test out the PS4 remote play, because they did update the app, and it is 10 times better, so I wanted to be able to do this if I was to leave to another location. And I can say it's pretty good, but the touchpad part of playing it still kind of sucks. So it lacks in that department of using the touchpad on the Android device, because when you use the touchpad on the Android device, a cursor pops up and it blocks your screen, whereas if you were to use a touchpad normally, it wouldn't do that on a PS4. But all in all, I think this is good. I think this is a game plan that Sony is really vamping up, is to be able to play your PS4 anywhere versus being able to play any games everywhere. Because the thing that Xbox is sacrificing is brand awareness. So even though they're all over the place, people aren't going to be like, oh, I play it on my Xbox. They're going to be saying they play it on their online service through Xbox, which is just a different angle to take. So instead of playing things on your console, now you're playing things on a cloud. And Xbox is going to be losing ground. It seems like they don't even want to stay inside of that space. So Microsoft shifting away from consoles into PCs, or merging the two. Whereas PlayStation, PS5, they want to go ahead and keep the name brand, but allow you to play the brand anywhere. But that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you for listening. If you want to go ahead, please help us boost the channel by going ahead and subscribing, sharing the episode, and turning on the notification bell for all of our new episodes. And we'll be making new, better episodes for you. Thank you. Listening to the Red and Yellow. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.